season's greetings. Hello and welcome to Discoverama. We've been away for a while, and so this is an extra long version. It's been a few months since we've last been here, so a brief introduction again. There's four of us tonight. There's Stu, Chris, Dave, and myself, Mike. We've been going down the dusty highways and byways, charity shops, skips, gardens, wherever, to find some interesting looking music. Preferably not a hit, preferably something that we've not heard before. This time we've got a theme. The theme is Harvest Festival. And so I'm going to start off with a track from Chris, who will go back to it.
Money. A bird.
His name is Oliver Cool. He's the swingingest boy in school. Raise your sodas and drink a toast to the boy who's the very most.
Who's the most swingingest boy in school? Other guys are a drag. That's an expression.
His name is Oliver Cool. He's the swinging-ass boy in school. Raise your sodas and drink a toast to the boy who's the very most.
Cease that goofing. Cease it, I say. Who's the most swingingest boy in school? What's my name? That's right.
Thank you. There's no Kink song with a world-famous piano solo. Well, this is what you're exactly what the song is.
I can't remember what the name of the song is. Well, I can find out.
I was just trying to
find it. You really got me.
Well, this guy played piano, and he's well known for his songs. But you know, there's a Monty Python sketch about a band members. They were a band, and they stayed one name for 2 weeks, and then they split and came again.
That's worked for what I thought of
one of those other bands. I have found in conversation in the last few years, that was the opposite of the name.
I keep hurting inside, girl. What's the matter with me? Feelings that I can't hide, girl. I wonder what it can be. I wonder what it can be. Thank you.
anyway, my song is by the band called The Problem of the Little Lady. The only reason I
Mr. In Between, Mr. In Between, Pickens Mighty Lean, Mr. In Between.
Well, I'm too old for girls and I'm too young for women. I've looked all around and my hopes are a-dimming. I feel like a fish not allowed any swimming. And it makes a fella mean to feel he's a part of the lost generation. I feel like a choo-choo that can't find the station. I work like a dog with no recreation. They call me Mr. in between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Makes a fella mean. Mr. In Between.
Got a hot rod Chevy with the twin carburetor, and I know a gal that's a real sharp tomato, and she's got a daddy with a caddy that'll date her. You see what I mean? Those sweet little things just set me a droolin'. I'm too big for sodas and I'm too old for schoolin'. Too young for lovin', but I'm too old for foolin'. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Tries to live so clean. Mr. In Between.
I feel like a sailboat kept in a bottle. I feel like an engineer that can't find the throttle. I'm too small to walk, but I'm too big to toddle. And Lordy, I'm turning green. To see all the men making time with the ladies, the high school kids at the show with their babies, while I run around like a dog with the rabies. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between, better leave the scene. Mr. In Between.
Thank you.
Well, I think that you've not been taking this harvest seriously. The harvest week's track album song title, and I'm coming back to educate you all and bring it back to really what it's all about.
It isn't only in Britain that spring this year has taken everyone by surprise. Here, in the Ticino, on the borders of Switzerland and Italy, the slopes overlooking Lake Lugano have already burst into flower, at least a fortnight earlier than usual. But what, you may ask, has the early and welcome arrival of bees and blossom to do with food? Well, it's simply that the past winter, one of the mildest in living memory, has had its effect in other ways as well. Most important of all, it's resulted in an exceptionally heavy spaghetti crop. The last 2 weeks of March are an anxious time for the spaghetti farmer. There's always the chance of a late frost, which, while not entirely ruining the crop, generally impairs the flavour and makes it difficult for him to obtain top prices in world markets. But now these dangers are over, and the spaghetti harvest goes forward. Spaghetti cultivation here in Switzerland is not, of course, carried out on anything like the tremendous scale of the Italian industry. Many of you, I'm sure, will have seen pictures of the vast spaghetti plantations in the Po Valley. For the Swiss, however, it tends to be more of a family affair. Another reason why this may be a bumper year lies in the virtual disappearance of the spaghetti weevil, the tiny creature whose depredations have caused much concern in the past.
There were 15 to 8 million pounds. This amounted 8 million.
I could be the driver in articulated lorry. I could be a poet, I wouldn't need to worry. I could be a teacher in a classroom full of scholars. I could be the sergeant in a squadron full of wallers. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First nine nerves, everyone know it's stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. What a waste, what a waste. I could be a lawyer with stratagems and ruses. I could be a doctor with poetry and bruises. With a growing reputation. I could be the ticket man at Fulham Broadway Station. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a six-piece band. First nine nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. Rock and roll down. Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could lead to wild extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gallop by. What a waste. 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 Rock and roll down mine.
directed and dedicated to the parents in our audience. Hello. Hello? Oh, okay. Hello there. I'm fine, thank you, and how are you? Fine, fine, thank you very much. Is your mother there? I'm fine, thank you, fine. Is your mommy home? I'm fine, sweetheart, fine. Fine. Listen, honey, listen, where is your mommy? Oh, well, tell her when she's through, I'd like to talk to her, please. You don't have to tell me what, dear. That's all right, sweetheart. I'm fine. Listen, what are you, a little boy or a little girl? Oh, well, why don't you ask your mommy? She'll tell you. I'm fine. Listen, sweetheart, go call mommy to the telephone, honey. Oh, and listen, honey, listen, don't put the telephone on the hook now, baby. Put it on the table, sweetheart, because if you put it on the hook, you... Hello there. I'm fine, thank you. Fine. Listen, you hung up on me, you little. Now, see there, see? See, I told you to put the telephone on the table, and you put it on the hook. No, honey, you see what happened? See, I... Oh, God damn it. Now listen, kid. Now don't put the telephone down, you understand me? You hold the telephone in your hand, hear what I'm saying to you? In your fat little claw, you hold it full. Now I'm warning you now, if you put that telephone down, lightning will strike you, and you'll die. I'm God. I'm fine, thank you, fine. Now stand still and scream, mommy. What are you crying for? I didn't scare you. I can't help it if I'm God. Call your mommy. Hello, mommy. Marge. It's me, Sid. I'm fine, thank you. I'm not screaming. Seems to me your household has a morbid interest in my health. Your kid acts like the beneficiary of my insurance policy. Then do me a favor, tell my nephew he's a boy, will you? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. I asked him before, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. What do you mean he's a baby? Now is when he should know. Now, during his formative years. Don't wait till he grows up and makes an arbitrary decision.
Within the woodlands far neglected by by the oak tree's mossy root, the shining grass blades timber shaded, now to queer the underfoot, and birds do whistle overhead, and water's bubbling in its bed, and there for me the apple tree do lean down low in Lindeley. That lately what a springing, now to fade within the copse, and painted birds to hush their singing up on the timber tops, and brown-leaved prunes are turning red in cloudless sunshine overhead. With fruit for me, the apple tree to lean down low in Lindeley. Let other folk make the comely fossil in the air of dark old towns. I don't dread a peevish fossil, though no man may heed my frown.
You were born underground with the goblins all around. You couldn't change it. The kingdom would be yours, but you couldn't stick around to rearrange it. So your hands were your tools and your eyes were your light when you started. And you moved towards the light of a land that your friends never charted. You took a look around, tried to reach the ground, and then you made it. went to school, but you knew all the rules they were playing. A mirror, your defense, deflecting everything they were saying. There's a man there inside, but you know that you'll have to tame it. But to live in a world of night and day, can you take it? So take a look around, live close to the ground, and then you'll make it. Ah, yes you will. Yes you will. Yeah. The night you found yourself alone and waiting for a friend or a source that could ease the pain you were taking. Cause you knew that a prince could not stand just to ramble, and that only respect could end this goblin's gamble. So go back to the ground, get your friends around.
Yeah. But I have heard somebody say that someday you may sweep my home away. So roll along, you lonely river, and find your way out to the sea. I don't bother you. Don't you bother me. You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin, you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Don't come up any higher, I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my fire, that's all I own. I ain't breaking your heart, don't start breaking my heart. River, stay.
The Highway Code, Part 1. The road hews up on foot, walking along where there is a pavement or adequate footpath, use it. On a pavement or footpath, do not walk next to the curb with your back to the traffic. Do not step into the road without first looking. Where there is no adequate footpath, walk on the right of the road to face oncoming traffic. Do not loiter in the roadway or walk along cycle tracks. A marching body on the road should keep on the left-hand side. It should have lookouts at suitable distances at the front and rear. And at night they should carry lights, white at the front of the column and red at the rear. Always use subways, footbridges, pedestrian crossings or central refuges when provided. Otherwise cross where you have a clear view of the road both ways.
Take extra care if your view is limited by stationary vehicles or other obstructions. Before you cross, stop at the curb, look right, look left and right again. Do not cross until the road is clear, then cross at right angles, keeping a careful lookout all the time. When you have stepped off the curb onto a zebra crossing, which must have black and white stripes, studs and light-head beacons, you have the right of way, but allow approaching vehicles ample time to give way, especially if the road is wet or icy. When crossing the road at junctions, look out for vehicles turning the corner. Do not cross the road, either at a zebra crossing or elsewhere, against a signal to stop by a police officer controlling traffic. Do not get on or off a bus or tram while it is moving, or when it is not at a recognized stopping place. Do not step out suddenly from behind a stationary or slowly moving bus or tram. If you want to get on one at a request stop, give a clear signal for it to stop, and do not step into the road until it has stopped. Prepared by the Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation and the Central Office of Information.
Everyone here, there's four of us here, and each reaching towards the last time, we've all got something to say about it. It never happens in the middle of the world. Even with the biggest of that, there's two people that know something that needs to say about it. Everyone wants to say something. Some will say, some will say, some will say, some will say. Anytime I see anything that's done in 1966, because that's going on in the world, it's just that's what happens in the middle of the world. The more we keep doing it, just the idea that done as well, and we never get to hear about that. We saw that in the world. So, that came from the project of being directed.
Thank you. Gallons of sight to behold.
We'll do that next time. We could do that another time. Oh, you can have a good discussion before you. Well, exactly. Well, the reason is that there's always something like hot chocolate and walnut whirl. And peaches and herbs with the other kind of concoctions that you would get for this and the peaches and sweet corn and stuff like that. So that's the end of this thing. And Stu?
Well, here we go then, everybody ready for the old faggot song. So you've all got the thing in front of you, and you can, as you can see, it says faggots is the stuff in it. You and me, we both agree faggots make you healthy. Well, old Henry got his worth of phone and he looks healthy, don't he? Actually, I'll tell you a tale about Henry. I got to step well out the way of him. He don't have splash when he gets excited. No, but trouble with old Henry, his best friends have never told him. No, it's true. I mean, that Wirthaphone is terrible. We was going home the other night from a job and the copper stopped us and Henry was driving. And this policeman said, would you like to blow in this little bag, sir? So we had to blow in the little bag. Crystals never change colour. The copper turned green. Good King Wenceslas last looked out, as good kings often do. Said, bring me bread and bring me wine, bring me Irish stew. But his page said, that ain't clever, you've missed the best meal ever. I'll tell you what to ask for, and I'll have a plateful too. You and me, we both agree, faggots make you healthy. Buy a gird heap, cause they come quite cheap, no need to be wealthy. If you think that's not enough, try a few peas and a pint of ruff. If you're thin or if you're fat, you'll up about like an old tomcat. There's no doubt in folks is shouting, faggots is the stuff. What? What did Julius Caesar say when he touched the British shore? Or Napoleon tell Josephine behind the bedroom door? She said, now stop your playing, for I know what you're saying. Same as Mr. Gladstone said in 1864. You and me both agree, faggots make you healthy. Buy a Gertie, cause they come quite cheap, no need to be wealthy. If you think that's not enough, try a few peas and a pint of rough. If you're thin or if you're fat, you'll hop about like an old tomcat. There's no doubt in folks is shouting, faggots is the stuff. Like some more in Singapore with pickles, cheese and ham. And we Blackpool rock down in Bangkok, 'tis the pride of old Siam. And the natives in Calcutta mop 'em up with bread and butter. And at 2:30 in Timbuktu, they take 'em straight with strawberry jam. You and me both agree, faggots make you healthy. Buy a Gertie, cause they come quite cheap, no need to be wealthy. If you think that's not enough, try a few peas and a pint of rough. If you're thin or if you're fat, you'll hop about like an old tomcat. There's no doubt in folks is shouting, faggots is the stuff.
That was a word of some kind of...